This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Talk Live. 855-453 is our toll-free number, and we'd love to have you join us. The us tonight is myself, Chris.
I'm Ian.
And Rich Paul.
And we're here to talk about current events. We're going to talk about probably some past events, too. But we're going to talk about things that are topical, and we're going to talk about things that have to do with liberty. Because liberty is very, very important to me, and it should be to you, too. And if you're not sure where to tune to find out more about what's going on in the world and how it affects your liberty, please remember Free Talk Live, again, 855-453. And one of the topics we like to talk about a lot, we hate to talk about, I should say, we hate to talk about war. Don't we, Rich?
We love to run our mouths about it. We just don't like the fact that it actually exists.
We don't like that. And we don't believe that most wars are necessary. And I think most people believe that, you know, World War II, that was a just war. You know, Vietnam, we got into for all the right reasons. The Civil War, I mean, we had to do something, right, Rich?
Yeah, I don't think we got into the Vietnam for the right reasons.
You got to stop communism. You got to use violence to stop communism.
Well,
right?
The thing is, communism is stupid. Communism will stop itself.
It sure does.
If you just leave it alone.
We did find that out, didn't we?
Yeah. We keep finding it out. Look at Venezuela right now.
Yep.
Yeah.
Although, again, you know, it irritates me that they put these sanctions on Venezuela, which then gives all the communists an excuse. And it's like Venezuela was starving long before there were any sanctions.
Well, the communists, of course, would argue that, well, it was socialism in Venezuela. It wasn't true communism.
Well,
communism light.
I mean, socialism and communism, it's a means of degree. Ayn Rand said difference was between communism and socialism is communism was murder and socialism was suicide.
Well put. But even if you go back to the teachings of Marx, you know, Marx recognizes that socialism is a step towards communism. That is one of the steps that you got to go through. Before you get full-blown...
Well, they need to have a government, right?
In
order to get to the perfect plateau of communism, this dream of theirs.
And actually, after that, the state was supposed to just fade away.
Shut down, sure.
And then we were going to have anarchy. That was... Even his promised land was anarchy. He just thought we had to go through a bloodbath first. I'd kind of like to skip the bloodbath. You know... Because, you know, you're not going to find a socialist state that isn't a bloodbath. People talk about the Scandinavian countries, and A, the Scandinavian countries aren't as good as they're made out to be, but B, they're also not socialist. They have freer markets than we do in a lot of ways.
And there's been a lot of discussion about that because time and time again, you know, you're going to have Bernie Sanders, you're going to have... Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez speaking about this wonderful thing that the, you know, the Swedish experiment is what's going on in Norway. How come they only pay X amount of dollars for insulin over there and all these excuses? But it's good to see when our foreign policy changes in a way that may mean less bloodshed. And one place that we have certainly supported...
You mean the government?
Bloodshed. Our
foreign
government.
Policy?
Yes. Has been in Yemen, and this headline from the AP today, Congress invokes powers to challenge Trump on war in Yemen. From Washington, rejecting a plank of President Donald Trump's foreign policy, the House on Thursday invoked never-before-used powers to demand that his administration withdraw support from the Saudi-led war in Yemen. The Senate passed the same resolution in March with bipartisan support. Trump is expected to issue a veto of this measure. He is second in his presidency, and Congress does not have the votes to override him. But the action was nonetheless a milestone for lawmakers who have shown a renewed willingness to assert their war-making powers after letting them atrophy for decades under presidents from both parties.
Hold on. I thought it was asking him to, or telling him to, withdraw support from the Saudis. What does that mean? Doesn't that mean pull troops out, or what is that?
One would think. So that
they're not making war in that case. They would be trying to stop it?
Right. But what the what this article is pointing out, that there is a constitutional mandate that says, should war be declared on anyone, that that has to come from Congress.
From Congress.
It has to come from the people. That's basically what they're saying, and that, that was the idea behind the founders saying that was...
Now, what the powers that be have been telling us for a long time, though, is since the passage of the War Powers Act, that's no longer necessary.
Right.
It's really going to be really interesting to watch them reverse themselves on that issue now with respect to this president.
Exactly. And we're talking about the House, which is, you know, it's in Democrat hands right now. So is this the Democrats becoming the anti-war party? Are they reasserting, as this article says, are they reasserting their war powers prerogatives under the Constitution? And are they going to come back and say, nope, Mr. Trump, you cannot go to war because we never authorized it?
I'll tell you what, that would really make me wonder what was going on in Yemen to make it important enough for them to do that.
Indeed.
And it would also make me think that maybe Trump isn't another puppet to the extent that I think he is.
Well, yeah, to me it's...
That's very strange. That's not how they usually behave.
What are the never-before-used powers?
I don't know.
What is that?
And I'd like to get back into this because they really are. There are no never-before-used.
It's been a couple hundred years.
Saying,
never before?
I think they might. If it's talking never-before-used power, I think it might be the power of Congress to withdraw troops from somewhere that the president has sent them after a period of time.
Wow.
Because that is in the War Powers Act.
Let's get ahead here. The president will have to face the reality that Congress is no longer going to ignore its constitutional obligations when it comes to foreign policy, said Democratic Representative Elliot Engel of New York, chairman of the House Foreign Affairs Committee. Yemen was plunged into a civil war in September 2014 when rebels known as Houthis swept into the capital and overthrew the country's internationally recognized government. Mm. The Saudi-led coalition began fighting the rebels months later in a campaign that Saudi Arabia said was aimed at curbing Iranian influence. At the time, the Houthis were allied with forces backed by Iran. In the years that followed, Iran's role in the conflict has grown. So, well, let's continue. Let's see if they talk a little about
this. So the Saudis and Iran are fighting in Yemen? Is that what's going on here?
The Saudis have always fought the Yemen forces because they were allied with Iran. Uh-huh. Iran is a enemy of Saudi Arabia and an enemy of the United States.
Okay.
So by extension,
well, are they an enemy of the United States government, or is the United States government an enemy to them? Because I've never really heard of any Iranians doing us any harm, with the exception of, I mean, when I say us, I mean the government that doesn't actually represent me.
Right.
But, you know, the only time I remember them doing something that was incomprehensible to me at the time was when they took over the embassy.
Right.
In, like, what was it, 78?
Never forget.
I was 10 years old
when
that
happened.
You're
acting like this wasn't recent news.
Well, I was 10 years old when this happened. So
I remember that.
And the amazing thing about that is the thing that I remember most clearly is people wailing, why do they hate us?
Yes.
And it wasn't until years later that I found out that that revolution was against a dictator that our CIA had installed, named the Shah of Iran, and they overthrew a democratically elected prime minister to do that.
We have to look at history, especially when we talk foreign policy, and these things go back decades, decades after decades. 855 450 free. This is Free Talk Live.
What is it costing you in vet bills for that convenience of just pulling open a bag of
formulated, extruded, processed cereal bits that cost a ton of money anyways?
How do you feed your dog to derive not only energy, but a good coat, bright eyes, and a great attitude?
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
I found his raw meat diet on Dynavite.com.
With just the raw meat and the eggs and the Dynavite and the Super Omega on top of it.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Buy two, get one free.
Ground beef, white rice, eggs, including the shells, and the Dynavite supplement, and then the Lico Chops.
Try Lico Chops. Buy two, get one free.
It just balances out his body and his mind and his spirit.
Adding Dynavite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
Their skin is so much better now that they're on the raw diet, I don't even give them the kibble anymore.
DINOVITE.com.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
Did you know you can legally exit the U.S. federal income tax system? Well, it's true, and thousands of American nationals are doing it. The 16th Amendment and the Internal Revenue Code are legal, but only in a limited jurisdiction. This is the basis behind the voluntary nature of the income tax. Learn the exit strategy provided by Congress. Find out more by visiting WeissParis.com and watch our numerous videos. That's WeissParis.com.
Homemakers, groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's our toll-free number. You can also hit us up on Discord. Discord is a super cool app. You can load it on your phone. You can load it on your PC. And if you've got a microphone and a reasonably fast internet connection, you can connect and talk to us here on the show. You'll sound like you are here in the studio. You can find out more on how to connect at discord.lrn.fm. And we've been talking about Congress, we've been talking about Trump and the ongoing war in Yemen and what this means when this article claims that the Democrats who hold the House are going to reassert their powers and reign.
For the first time ever, it says.
For the first time ever, and rein in some of Trump's foreign policy. I might point out that this is actually an extension of Obama's policy, because that's when all this stuff started. This was all under the Obama administration.
Trump, the supposed peace president.
Yes.
It would be interesting to look up what... Do you mean Obama, the supposed peace president?
Trump advertised himself as a peace president.
On
the run-up to the election, or just after the election.
My impression... The thing about Trump and foreign policy is he blows like the wind on it in a lot of things. I mean, you can find him saying, that Iraq was a waste of money and we need to stay in Iraq, within months of each other.
Sure.
There were a couple of times... I mean, I was hoping he was going to be Ron Paul on the issue because it's the only... When he says America first to me means first and foremost, end every single war.
Right.
Bring the troops home, right?
Yeah. And that was part of Trump's campaign promise. Trump was going to be a non-interventionalist president. That's what he talked about. We need to get out of these expensive foreign wars.
I mean...
Why are we there?
We've spent... trillions of dollars over there just on budget. That's not even the whatever they've spent in covert black ops over there. And what have we gotten it for? Can
a military industrial complex.
Military lover tell me that the Middle East is better than it would have been if we just minded our own business from World War II onward.
Well, the profits at the military-industrial complex have benefited from it.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no doubt about that.
Yeah, and the amazing thing is they're the guys that make the predictions that say all these things are necessary.
Of course.
Of course, yeah.
And politicians will follow them up. Right now, within the last year, we have surpassed the dates when... 18-year-olds are serving in Afghanistan and Iraq who were born into those conflicts. You know what I mean?
Because
we're now past 18 years that we've been in Afghanistan and we've been in Iraq. So these are kids that we've always been at war.
How long were we at Vietnam?
So let me think, 62 to 73, 74?
Okay,
it was
so
long.
You're looking at 12 years there. This is 5 years longer already than Vietnam was. That's a long time. And, the casualties over there haven't stopped. It's not like they're subdued over there.
No, not at all. And to remind our listeners, those casualties are not just a bunch of Afghanis hiding in a cave. These are American soldiers. These are the people that we really should be supporting by helping bring them home. And the idea...
Get them out of the military, get a real job, and get into the productive economy, too.
Right, what happened after World War II. After World War II, every economist was convinced that, man, this whole thing's going to come crashing down because we're going to have this huge influx of men who suddenly need work. What are we going to do? We got Rosie the Riveter taking jobs. What's going to happen when they all come back? We had one of the biggest booms in our economy in history because we had a surplus of capital in the term
human capital.
And that was an amazing thing. That's not something we need to be worried about. You don't need to keep wars going to keep economies going.
Well, this is the same objection that people bring up on the immigration side as well. It's like, there's all these people going to take our jobs. And the same
thing. They took our jobs.
My God, there's a whole wave of thousands coming from. Yes. And there's another wave, I think I heard. There's more people coming up.
Another one?
All, yeah, that's what I heard recently. Just all this fear-mongering around. It's like, the market can handle it. It always has.
Well, they can't handle enough avocados, evidently. That's been a big thing lately.
I mean, the problem is the market can handle it if left alone.
Yeah, and it's
right.
But the market isn't free. So, you know, we're kind of between a rock and a hard place where my preference is let them in and repeal the welfare state. My second preference is, if you're not going to repeal the welfare state, don't let any more people in. And by the way, stop getting pregnant, too.
Yeah. That's not, you know, a libertarian perspective, right? To say don't let them in means you need to have a border patrol and you need to have enforcement and you need to have checkpoints and so on and so forth. Didn't you have something about were there some immigration raids recently? I feel like you had some.
Yeah, we will. We'll probably get to that story, too. But, yeah, a record raid in Texas.
There you go. Crack down.
The thing is, I don't want to have one more person with their hand on the gun to my head, you know, and I'm in a position where there's a gun to my head by the government. And
that's a silly analogy, man.
I'll tell you what I would say is if anybody tells me that he supports the NAP, I support his right to come to America, and I don't care where he comes from, the non-aggression principle.
Right. But
so long as he's willing to commit to not initiating force against people here, then I think that would be great.
So is your concern, Rich, that people will come here and just sponge off the rest of us and you know, take advantage of our wonderful free programs we have for everyone?
There are people who will do that, and there are also people who will come here and work hard and do things that Americans won't do at that price.
Yes.
But there exists some number X for which an American will wash your toilet. It might be a higher number.
All I know is what I've read in stuff from Cato and from a number of other think tanks, you know, from Washington, basically saying that despite all this concern and consternation, it is a net win for us to have illegal immigration. We're ahead in terms of real world numbers. That we benefit by them being here and lower
some people
costs.
Take advantage of them.
They do. But even when you factor all that in, when you factor in that some percentage of them are going to sit on welfare and not do anything, when you factor that all in, it's still a net benefit. 855, 450 free. What do you think? Should we kick them all out? Should we go full Rich Paul on them? And I'm just putting words in your mouth, dude. You know I'm kidding.
Holy moly.
Should we just kick them all out? Should we welcome them with open arms?
No, actually, my position is we should welcome them with open arms and no welfare state.
855, 450, free, free talk.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Fraternal Order of Police in Chicago is giving Cook County State's Attorney Kim Fox a vote of no confidence amid the Jussie Smollett controversy.
We're very grateful for the top police officials who are here with one united voice to demand the resignation of Cook County State's Attorney Kimberly Fox.
Chicago Fraternal Order of Police President Kevin Graham, saying his request comes after numerous times felony charges have been dropped, and the last straw was that the charges against Empire actor Jussie Smollett were dropped as well. Uganda police are still searching for an American tourist and her local driver who were kidnapped by gunmen. The assailants used one of the victim's cell phones to call authorities and demand a $500,000 ransom. The pair was ambushed while on a safari in the Queen Elizabeth National Park this week. And President Trump is set to head to the U.S.-Mexico border on Friday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Tired of overpaying for the little blue pill? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in the blue pill. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results for less than $2 per pill, and again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of the little blue pill. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-365-6017 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-365-6017 and get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this, so call 800-365-6017 now.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Live, 855-453. That's how you can get in touch with us via our toll-free number. That's 855-45. Jeez, here we go. See, every other week, my mind just resets and I completely forget this phone number. 855.
Of all the things he's lost, he misses his mind the most.
855-450-3733. There we go. In studio tonight.
Do we have a cookie for him?
Oh, I should.
He got through it.
You should. You should.
I don't think he needs a special cookie right now. That's probably not a
special cookie.
Idea.
That
oh, no,
a
definitely
idea.
Not a special cookie for him. He's like the sober
one. The sober one.
I got an excuse, bro. What about you?
Exactly. But my excuse is that I want to talk about this, and that's Bitcoin.com. Bitcoin.com is your premier source for everything Bitcoin-related. Bitcoin.com can help you choose a wallet, buy Bitcoin, and show you where you can spend your Bitcoin. You can also read the latest news and engage with the community on the Bitcoin forums. Learn more at Bitcoin.com. Great news source. Those guys are on top of what's going on in crypto, and crypto's been a little interesting lately. Interesting lately for most people means that the price of your favorite coins has gone up a bit. So, like Bitcoin, I think just maybe a week or two ago was trading at around 3,800,
34. Yeah, 4,000.
Yeah, and then it hit 4,000, and then it hit 42, and now it's up around 5,000 when I checked before. I think right before I left the house, it was somewhere around 4,800.
It went from like 42 to 5,000 in an hour one night.
Mm.
It shot up.
For those of us who remember the insanity of 2017, I say that like it was decades ago, but 2017 saw Bitcoin jump from around $1,000 up to $19,000,
right.
Which was...
That was exciting.
It was exciting, and it
took
was,
a whole year for that to happen, but it, you know, it happened.
But what a year it was.
Yeah.
It was mania, in my opinion, and I think things settled down, and Bitcoin kind of found its natural... equilibrium. It, if you look at it over a long term, it sort of continues its march when it was around 3,400, 3,800, 4,000. And I think it's continuing.
Do you think, though, that there was any intentionality to it?
I think a lot of people wanted
what,
it
the
to
run
happen.
Up? To the run-up?
Well, to the... Well, do you think it was a pump and dump? Because one of the things that I predicted when we first started talking about Bitcoin was that the Federal Reserve, through its minion banks,
could
pump and dump Bitcoin. And this would be good for us because they would make us very rich in the process of doing this if we knew it was happening and we knew when to let go.
Right. Were markets manipulated? I think the possibility is always there for a state actor to do that sort of thing. What makes it a little trickier with Bitcoin is some of the features of Bitcoin. It is an open ledger. We can really see a lot of what's going on. So
you can
I know
see the
that,
big buys and sells.
Yeah, and
we can see what the whales are doing. We can see what wallets represent the whales, but we cannot see generally who is behind the wallet.
Well, in this
and
last...
that's the design. That's what we were looking for. That's not a criticism.
Yeah, right. Exactly. What we did know was happening during this big run-up was it sort of started with a $100 million buy of Bitcoin.
Woo!
And
dang.
That was...
can you imagine?
Yeah, that's been tracked. Somebody dumped $100
million. Yeah, they did
million
it over
dollars.
Three different exchanges, I
yes.
think, over like a period of time.
Yeah.
See, that big a chunk of change, given the scale of that market then, could have been enough to set off the whole boom by itself.
It could have. But we also had some positive news coming out of places like, you know, Jack Dorsey of Twitter and...
What's he doing?
Well, a couple different things.
Because he also runs Square, right?
He owns Square.
Does he own it?
Owns it.
Oh, really?
CEO of Square.
Okay.
He had originally come up with a Cash App, so where you held your Square cash, you could actually buy Bitcoin through that. That was a big move. And then he announced that he was going to be hiring crypto engineers to work directly, reporting directly to him for Square. So this really sounded to me like adoption at the Square app level, which would be a big deal because if anybody's ever gone into a restaurant and you saw that they had the little tablet with a little swipey thing and they process your credit card right there, that's Square. And if you could make every single place able to
take Bitcoin
and take other
cryptocurrencies.
That's
what he's got in mind.
Because I want to hold my Bitcoin as long as possible.
Oh, you're not the ideal customer.
Yeah.
I'm saying even the Bitcoin that I want to spend, I don't want to turn it into dollars the day before and then spend it. I want to hold it as Bitcoin until the moment that I spend it.
And spend it as Bitcoin.
And spend it as Bitcoin, but, you know, if the receiver immediately turns it into dollars, I don't care.
No problem.
Because somebody else turned dollars into Bitcoin.
Right. It's going to be interesting to see. We've got Matthew calling from Louisiana. He's listening on TuneIn. Matthew, you're on Free Talk Live.
So I'm calling to say I'm pretty disappointed in my parish of Jefferson. My parish of Jefferson.
Okay.
We've had a plastics plant, and they produce those plastic pellets that get extruded overseas and in the United States. Into plastic products that we so love and dear, adore all over the world. Well, they decided they wanted to expand because they had a client on their property who took one of the byproducts of their plastic production and turned it into a different kind of plastic pellet.
Okay.
And it was a win-win-win. The problem was the byproduct of their production. The first plastics company was hydrogen cyanide. Now, they didn't ship it out. They weren't exporting it. They weren't giving kids in the neighborhood little vials of it. No, they were keeping it on site until their client company produced it into their kind of plastic pellets.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But they had so much business for some strange reason all over the world for their plastic pellets that they wanted to expand. And they were good little boys and girls, and they went down to the parish council. And the parish council looked at their staff. This is pretty routine. And they approved it. Somehow, the news media found out about it. And next thing you know, they are brigaded by people. Cyanide. Oh, my God, it's cyanide! We're all going to die!
Even though no one has died as a result of...
I can absolutely hear the news teaser, too. Is your children's lunch being manufactured with cyanide? More after this.
Tonight.
Tune in at 11. Oh, my God. So cyanide is made in lots of processes. I mean, it's part of almost every plastic process.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it is. It's you know,
you
how
tell people that and they think...
Cyanoacrylate. Yeah.
You tell people that, and they react with total panic and fear, like the stuff is spewing out of there or something. And this company has been operating for 40 years.
So has anything happened as a result of this uproar? Has the council reversed its decision?
Oh, yeah, the council reversed its decision, with the exception, I will admit, and I'm kind of proud of the guy. I think he's a little nutty. But my council critter, Dominic Impastato, which is kind of a nutty name to begin with, said, no, this is ridiculous. He stood his ground and said, you're being brigaded by, you know, possible bots and fools. And the rest of them just ran for the tall grass, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Outcoded.
And I don't even know how many people called them about the AD.
It doesn't matter anyway.
Yeah. Hey, Matthew, thank you for the call.
They do what they want.
Cyanide. You're going to find out that almost every manufacturing plant puts out something you don't like, and it's going to sound scary. 855-453, what do you not want to see in your backyard?
Government.
News.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
Pick up two tubes of Dogasuds.
Get the third tube free.
Peppermint, tea tree, lavender, Dogasud shampoo.
Made with all-natural coconut, jojoba, aloe. Great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
But no itchy, harsh chemicals.
Lather up, rinse away.
Try Dogasuds. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Business owners, you want more customers? Accept cryptocurrencies. There's people all around you just waiting to spend money at your store. If only you would take it. I know, you've been waiting till someone else makes it easy. Well, good news. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com adds Bitcoin to your point of sale. Totally free. Use the same equipment you already have, now with Bitcoin. And unlike credit cards, there's no fees. Let the guys at HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com bring new customers to your store. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com.
Number one international best-selling author, Matthew David Hurtado's pain was simple. Lyme disease bankrupted him in 2009, watching bankers take everything from his family after building a seven-figure business from his couch. God called him to ministry to teach prosperity based on pain he could not tolerate in others' lives. IRS, creditors, car loans, debt. It's the Babylonian system, and you have to escape it before it's too late. Haven't you ever wanted to wake up from this nightmare? Matthew David's free quick study guide shows you what to do today to build lasting wealth in any economy. His discovery he made? It's all consciousness. Get Matthew's seven-figure quick study guide for clarity, certainty, and a proven strategy to build wealth once and for all. Visit EscapeRightNow.com. Do it now. It's free. EscapeRightNow.com for a prosperous future ahead. With peace of mind, EscapeRightNow.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate, fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. You can call us toll-free. That's 855-450-3733. Or hit us up on Discord. Check that out at discord.lrn.fm. And we've been talking about this idea that Congress, specifically the House of Representatives, is going to invoke powers that challenge Trump on the war in Yemen. And this has been a bloody stalemate basically for years. The Saudis have been fighting the Yemenis, and because Yemen was backed by Iran, that made Yemen the enemy of, let's see, Saudi Arabia, which then makes it by extension the enemy of the United States. So the Saudis have been actively involved in this war, and we've been sort of contributing from the sidelines. That's been the U.S. role in this. When we say we, I mean our politicians, because I had nothing to do with this one.
What is the love affair between American politicians and certain Middle Eastern theocracies? Is it all just Christian Zionism, do you think? Are they trying to bring about the end of the world?
I think it's about power and money. That's always been my position on U.S. foreign policy in the Middle East, that he who controls the oil, sort of like
Dune.
Dune, I was just going to say. There's spice in them that are
the spice
bars.
Must flow. He who controls the pumpkin spice controls the white girls.
Oh, that's nice. I got to remember that for next October.
You haven't seen that?
No.
But one of my favorite early memes.
I love that. The conflict has been a bloody stalemate for years. I was talking about the conflict in Yemen. Thousands have been killed in Saudi airstrikes on civilian infrastructure, and millions are on the brink of starvation. The war has devastated the economy of Yemen, the Arab world's poorest country. The vast majority of its population cannot afford food to eat. Two lawmakers who have led the charge for the War Powers Resolution, Senator Chris Murphy, Democrat of Connecticut, and Bernie Sanders, independent from Vermont, have displayed photos of emaciated Yemeni children when they have given speeches on the Senate floor. Quote, "This is a moral stain on this nation every day that we continue to take part in this war," unquote, Murphy said after Thursday's vote. Utah Senator Mike Lee, a Republican who championed the measure, said, quote, "It's long past time that we end U.S. involvement in this unauthorized, unjustified, and immoral war that has caused immense human suffering," unquote.
Now, does it mention here, and that's nice to hear, but does it mention what this vote was as far as the numbers? Like, how did they vote? Because it sounds, I mean, you got, what, a Democrat, or at least Sanders, and then Mike Lee, he's a Republican, right?
Correct.
So this is kind of like a bipartisan thing, it sounds like.
Yeah, and in this case, we're going to have to, I'm skimming ahead to try to answer your question.
I just didn't know if it had indicated that at all.
Yeah, the U.S. involvement has been training Saudi soldiers and selling the kingdom arms for decades. Direct support of the Saudi coalition began in 2015 during the Obama administration, mm-hmm. with intelligence sharing, logistical support, and in-flight refueling. The Pentagon ordered an end to in-flight refueling last November. So what happens then? Saudi aircraft's flying along and suddenly it can't get any more gas and falls out of the sky? No.
They buy their own fuel tanker or something like
exactly.
that.
Exactly. And that probably, that order for that will go to, it will go to Boeing. Because
or maybe they could just stop bombing them.
That'd be nice.
That's a little too radical, Rich. We're talking about the U.S. government
here. It's a strange world when not blowing people up is considered a radical solution.
Isn't it?
Not blowing up the poorest people in the world, or excuse me, in the Middle East. That's what Yemen is. It is desolate. Support for the coalition carried into the Trump administration, which has made Saudi Arabia a central ally in efforts to disengage from the Middle East and take a hard line on Iran. On his first international trip as president, Trump visited Riyadh, that's in Saudi Arabia, where he emphasized business ties between the two countries. Home to key American military bases, Saudi Arabia also remains one of the top buyers of American arms, and Trump has made it a priority to loosen weapons export controls.
I mean, this is just classic U.S. Support of one dictator versus another one, or one, you know, government versus another one. Why can't I, they're talking about the business ties between Saudi Arabia and the United States, why can't I have business ties with somebody in Iran? Why shouldn't I be able to sell a product or buy a product from somebody in Iran?
Oh, anything. Yeah, a hat.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you like to open a, you know, we'll sell New York Yankees hats to Iranians. I think that's probably a violation of some egregious sanction that we have, not against the government. We have these sanctions against the people.
Right.
And they're the ones that pay the price. Yeah.
The government in Iran is sitting pretty, just like every government everywhere, with the exception of maybe Venezuela, who might be getting a little hungry, but maybe.
Right. Maybe.
Yeah, I think the purpose of sanctions is basically to say to the big companies, you know, you might as well not oppose war on the basis that it's going to break your trade connections, because we're just going to break your trade connections anyway.
Right. Mm-hmm. And why should we support just one side of a conflict? We should support both
sides.
And the thing is, what I think we should do when there's a conflict anywhere in the world is sell both sides weapons and ammunition.
And hope
you know,
get it over with
until they get tired of it. And either one side will run out of people, or both sides will run out of fight. And either way, you know, that conflict will at least be over.
And this is what has happened throughout history. Now, we have some anomalies, like the Hundred Years' War. But if you look at how much of that was actually active, not much of it was. But this idea was that, you know, war cannot be afforded by nations.
And when was the Hundred Years' War?
I want to say the 1700s, maybe. Don't expect me to back up things I say on this show with facts.
1337 through 1453.
That was a little late.
Okay, that makes sense.
Right, but if you look at even things like that, that wasn't constant combat. That wasn't Saudis going up every day.
Right. The 30 Years' War was denser, I think. That was about 150 years later.
But the point being, the people would not support a ruler who was doing nothing but using them as cannon fodder for decade upon decade. That couldn't happen. And
right.
kings realized that. You know, states realized that we did not have an infinite supply of people to fight these things. They also knew that it was going to take a lot of gold to fight a war. You know, people need to be paid, and everything else going on in your country still has to continue. That all changed when we went on the Federal Reserve System, when we went to central banking, and suddenly coming up with the money, you know, and it's like LBJ said, you can have your guns and you can have your butter. And that's when things really changed. Now we're in this world where you can have a World War II that goes on for 7 years. I mean, that was almost unheard of. You know, World War I barely lasted 4 years between various combatants, and most combatants were in and out in like a year or two. So, you know, this is a new thing. And now, again, 18 years, children that have grown up never knowing a world that did not involve the U.S. engaged in combat in Afghanistan. Never. Never in their lives. It's insane.
And they've also had the airport restrictions ever since they were born.
Yeah.
As well,
they've lived their whole lives with the Patriot Act.
The thing is, we've been at war all of both of our lives as well.
Yes.
And that's the thing. They haven't always admitted it. But there have always been U.S. soldiers running around somewhere in the world whacking somebody for reasons that nobody really knows.
And we're just
supposed to accept that that's okay.
Yeah. And you know, I grew up in the 60s and the 70s and the 80s. And you're right, Rich. There was not one period that did not involve U.S. Combat somewhere in the world,
all through the Cold War,
and a lot
then
of
after the Cold War, it was to stabilize the Soviet bloc. Then after stabilize, they had to stabilize the Soviet bloc. Then they had to stabilize the Middle East again.
Wow.
You know, it's always something.
You're forgetting the big one, Rich, and by that I mean Grenada, 855-453.
Yeah.
What would it be like to have a world without war? I think that's an idea worth exploring, and I think that's something we need to educate kids on. This is not a normal situation. When we get back, maybe we will talk a little bit about the powers involved and how our troops get sent all over the world to do all sorts of things. This is Free Talk Live.
She seems happier. Her fur is so much shinier, silkier, softer. She has really mellowed a lot.
Sheba is 105 lean pounds of shiny, smooth, happy dog for life.
The shedding has stopped. The itching has stopped.
Since 2001, we've helped more than 250,000 dogs get over their nutritional deficiency miseries.
And saved our customers bazillions in vet bills.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa, the digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.